The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Tesav and Beis, brings down the Mishnah, which discusses how much a person is going to be chayiv for the Yisra of Yitzor, how much cloth a person has to transport from one Rishus to another in order to be chayiv on the Yisra of Yitzor. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, K'dei lichtav alo parshak tana shebet tefillin shehi shema Yisrael. The amount of parchment that's necessary to write the parsha, the smallest parsha of the tefillin, which is shema Yisrael. The Gemara then discusses the difference, the various types of parchment, and which parchment, which types of Chalokim of the behema, of the or of the skin of the behema, is to be used for which type of ksiva stam, for sefer Torah, for tefillin and mezuzas. And the Gemara says, dosustus, which is the inner chalak, when a person tears apart the behema and peels it into basically two pieces, the inner part, the part that faces the behema, is called the dosustus, and the klaf is the outer portion of the hide. Says the Gemara, "Tchusus harei k'klaf, ma klaf kaisim lof tefillin af tchusus kaisim lof tefillin." Tanan, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, "Klaf k'dei lichtoi parshak tana shebet tefillin, shehi shema Yisrael." So we see that your person's supposed to write tefillin with klaf. Says the Gemara, "L'mitzvah it's only l'katchila." And then the Gemara brings a Toshama, come in here, a raya, halach l'meishu v'tzina tefillin ala klaf, u'mezuzah ala tchusus. And the Gemara goes on to explain whether those two things are interchangeable. Is that only the mitzvah, only chatchilo? What's the ideal way to write tefillin would be on klaf, and the best way, the best parchment to use for mezuzah is the chustus, or is that li'ikuva? So the Gemara then, towards the bottom of the Amud, in the wide lines, the Gemara continues to bring a raya that it might be interchangeable. Lema mesayei alei k'yoytzevoi tefillin shabalu b'sefer Torah shabalu ein oyste mehen mezuzah. The halacha is, there's a famous klal and shas of ma'ala mekodesh v'loy merid. And a person is allowed to take something of a lower level of kedusha and be ma'alid and elevate the kedusha to a higher level. However, one cannot downgrade the level of kedusha. And therefore, if a person has klal that was used for tefillin or for sefer Torah and the words got rubbed out, he is not allowed to downgrade that to a lower level, to a mezuzah, which is a lower level of kedusha than a sefer Torah and a mezuzah. So I said to the Gemara, why can you not take the parchment that's used for tefillin and sefer Torah? Asks the Gemara, if we just said this fundamentally, sorry, that tefillin and mezuzah have to be written on li'kuva, on two different types of parchment, tefillin must be written on klav, and mezuzah must be written on dosustus, so why do we have to come on to the reasoning of ma'ala mekodesh v'loy meridin? If there's a very simple svara, why one cannot take tefillin and make it into mezuzah, or sefer Torah and make it into mezuzah, if it's written on different parchment, it anyway cannot be switched and altered and made into a mezuzah. If it's li'kuva, that tefillin has to be written on klaf, and mezuzahs have to be written on dosustos, so anyway, there's another svara why we cannot take sefer Torah and make it into tefillin. Now, Tosfos learns that we're talking about over here at Shabbos, that the Sefer Torah, or the tefillin got rubbed out and now became pasul as a Sefer Torah and a tefillin, but the parsha of Kriya Shema is still there, is still able to be used. And Tosfos asks, how is it possible to use the parsha for mezuzah coming from a Sefer Torah or a tefillin? Shema and Shema is written in two different places in the Torah, so how can you make from that a mezuzah? Rashi parenthetically understands that a person is allowed to tie two sections together, just like we do by a sefer Torah. If a person wanted to make a mezuzah, he would be able to tie two sections. However, Tosfos does not look like that. Tosfos asks, how is it possible to make a mezuzah, a valid, a kosher mezuzah, from a sefer Torah and tefillin? There's a problem that one does not follow the other. So Tosfos is talking about one of two cases. It's either talking about, says Tosfos, where there was the parsha of Shema was written at the very end of an amud, or at the very end of the parchment, and in the margins there's the room to write now the parsha of Hayim Shemaya, or the other way around. We're talking about where the parsha of Hayim Shemaya was written on the very top of the piece of parchment, and therefore there's room on top to add in the parasha of Shema before Bohem Shemaya, thereby creating a kosher mezuzah. And the Taz, in Yeradei Simin Reish Tzadeh, brings this Tosis as a raya to a very big question amongst the Poskim. There's a halacha brought down in the case of Mishnah and Tosis in other places, but from the Mechilta in Parashas Boy, referring to Tefillin, that the Mechilta tells us that Kotzon Shaloike Sidron Yignoizu. If a person wrote the Tefillin Shaloike Sidron, he did not write it in the correct order. Yignizu, it needs geniza, it's totally puzzle, and it cannot be kashered. Now, interestingly enough, the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerdei, in Simen Reish Peiches, says as follows, Kotzva Shaloi Ala Seder, and Tziv Gimel, the Mechaber brings down, Kotzva Shaloi Ala Seder, Afilu Shokach Milichtav Oit Achas, Sula. Even if he forgot to write one ois, it's possible he cannot add in an ois afterwards. We know that by Sefer Torah, the halacha is that you are indeed allowed to write a shleika sidron. You can write the end first and from the beginning first. It's not a problem. However, in the halacha of mezuzah, the Rambam and the Mechaber bring down that you're not allowed to write mezuzah shleika sidron. If you switch around the ois, even one ois is possible. Ve'ein lo takana, like we just quoted from the Mechilta, it does not have any. You cannot rectify it in any way. It has to be sent to Geniza to Shemay. Says the Mechaber Ve'in Sarach Leimer, I'm hiktim parasha l'parasha. Certainly, if a person wrote one parasha before the other. Says the Taz, this is not a davar pashut. Because we see from Tosfos over here, even though the Mechaber and the Rambam both paskin, the Torah also paskin, that you cannot write even the parashiyos of the mezuzah shleika sidron. You're not allowed to write first Bohem Shemaya, and then Shema, that would be a puzzle of mezuzah. However, Tosis, here in the Sechah Shabbos on our daf, on the Psalic Testament base, Tosis brings down that what is the case of Sefer Torah Shabbalu, that a Sefer Torah that got rubbed out, and now you want to cut out of the Sefer Torah and use it for a mezuzah, how is that possible? Says Tosis, two cases. First, if the parasha of Shema is at the end of the Amud, you're allowed to add Bohem Shemaya, that's great. However, Tosis has another case. If the parasha of Ahayim Shemaya is at the top, you're allowed to add before that and write on the margin the parasha of Shema, thereby creating a kosher Sefer Torah, and that would be, you know, if not for the fact that it would be a Milam Kodesh, let me read, then that would be kosher. So even though the Rambam says for the parasha that a person has to write the mezuzah keseder and he has to write the parashas one after the other, Tosfos, however, learns not like that. And the same Tosfos we have, a Tosfos in Menachos, that talks about a different case. The Tosfos in Menachos discusses the inyan of a parasha stuma and a parasha psucha. We know in the Sefer Torah there are two types of parashios. Some parashios are psuchim, that means that they're left at the end with space. The end of the parasha, at the end of the paragraph, so to speak, of the Sefer Torah, You do not start the next paragraph on that same line, but rather you start it on the line that follows this paragraph. That's called the parasha psucho. And a parasha stuma is where the sefer would write the second parasha. You would wait either 3 or 9 ICS worth, and you would skip 9 ICS, a blank of 9 ICS, and then you would write the second parasha. That is the parasha stuma. It's awesome. It's enclosed. So the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Lamed Beis, talks about what the halacha is by a Sefer Torah and by a mezuzah. So the Gemara brings down Nachum by Yitzchok Omar. Aleph in the beginning of the Ovid. Rav Nachum by Yitzchok Amar, Mitzvah Atzoyt on Stumos, V'Avdinam Psuchos Shabbat Dami. The mitzvah is to write them Stumos that you're supposed to that you would write, you would start on that line. V'Avdinam Psuchos Shabbat Dami, it's okay. The Gemara wants to bring a riot. The Gemara says that the same Gemara that we just saw, the Gemara says Sefer Torah Shabbala, Utfilin Shabbala. What happens if you have a Sefer Torah that got rubbed out, or Utfilin that got rubbed out, that cannot be used anymore, and you want to take part of the Sefer Torah and make it into a mezuzah? Ain oisim em mezuzah. Lefish ain my reading the kedusha chamura, lefedusha kala, because of the klal godol of ma'ilu kedush v'lo my reading. Says the Gemara, how my reading? But if that was not the case, then you would have been allowed to be married from kedusha chamura to kedusha kala. One can very well take a sefer Torah or a tefillin and make a mezuzah out of it. Ask the Gemara, amai, how's that possible? Hachas tumais, v'hachas psuchais. By mezuzah we make a psuchais, by a sefer Torah rather we write a tumais. So the Gemara answers, Dilma lahashlin. It's talking about where you just want to add to an existing sefer Torah, and Tosfos asks the same question. Tosfos says that Rashi brings down Shemchosim Mezuzah Shita Achas Ilav De Emay Reading Hayunoyzlan Shita Achas Misefer Torah the Toifrim Mezuzah. You would be able to sew it up. And Rashi says you would, and Rashi explains that it says in the Yerushalmi in the first paragraph of Megillah that a Tefillin Mezuzah you cannot, it has to be written on one oir. So it seems like you cannot tie up, you cannot sew up two oirays and combine them. But rather, you can write, it says Rashi, that's only if they're on two separate oirays. But if you tie that, if you sew them together, that would be acceptable. So Tosfos says, no, one does not have someone like that. And we can say the case is a very similar case to what we just discussed, which is, if a person had a Sefer Torah or a film that the V'hayim Shemaya was written at the top of the Amud, he could also add, again, he can add the parish of Shema, thereby creating a valid Sefer Torah. And the Taz receives from here this great story that even though the Mechilta says that and the Rambam passes that you have to write a mezuzah in order and you cannot skip around and you cannot add oisiyos afterwards or change it, and that's why it's very hard, difficult to write a mezuzah, kosher mezuzah, because once you write the mezuzah, if you make one mistake and you go further, you cannot rectify any mistakes. You have to make it perfect on the first round, because if it would be considered written shalik the sidron, and therefore it would be possible. So the Taz says that it's a machlekes, like we saw the Rambam and the Torah against Tosfos. Tosfos says it is okay to write a sefer Torah not in order, write a mezuzah not in order, as long as it's just the parshas that are not in order. But if the oisiyos are not in order, that would be a problem, but the parshas would not be a problem. And the Taz brings a raya from the halacha in Kriyat Shema. The halacha is in Kriyat Shema, a person has to read Kriyat Shema in order. It says, "Akir Kriyat Shema lafreya layotza lamafreya." If he does it out of order, he's not yoitza. Says the halacha is that although you're right that if you mix up the psukim one from the other, you would not be yoitza the halacha in the midst of Kriyat Shema. However, if the psukim are in order and the parashiyos are not in order, then you would be allowed to. You would be indeed allowed to say it would be kosher, and you would be yoyt to the midst of Kriyat Shema if you would say one parsha before the other. So says the Taz, and that is explained by the Stipler in Kehilas Yaakov in Menachas in Simin Chof Aleph. He explains that These three halachas that we're discussing here. One is writing in an order. One is saying the Kriyat Shema in order, and one is the halacha of psuchos and stumas. Says the disciple, they all in one signoi. That the yisoid and tosis is as follows. Says the Taz. The yisoid and tosis is that although whenever anything that's written in a specific order has to be written by a mezuzah in that same order, or else it's considered l'shalik and sidra. It has to be read in Kriyat Shema in that order, or else it's considered l'mafreya. And if it's stumais in the Torah, it has to be the identical thing that has to be stumais or psuchais in the mezuzah as well. However, since the parasha of Kriyat Shema is made up of different parashas taken from different places in the Torah, and when you write them on a mezuzah, or you say them at Kriyat Shema, You're actually taking from different parashiyos around the Torah. It's anyway not in order, and there's many parashiyos that are psuchos, and there are many parashiyos that are stumos between Shema and Vayim Shemaya. So the inyan that's said in the Torah to write it in a certain way would not be applicable when writing a mezuzah, because when from one parasha to the other, we don't have this halacha of kisidron, says Tosis. We don't have the halacha of being kayer kishma ala seder, because since it's anyway not ala seder, because the different parashas of kishma are in different places, so therefore these halachas would not apply according to Tosis. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says no. When it comes to writing a sefer Torah, you're writing a mezuzah that has to be written ala seder, and if it's mixed up, it would not be good. Even if it's from one parasha to the other, you have to write first the parasha of Shema, then the parasha of Ahayim Shemaya, and if it's written one before the other, it would not work. Now the Chasam Sofer doesn't really understand the Taz. The Chasam Sofer, in truth Chasam Sofer, Simin Yoyodei, Simin Reish Tei Beis, brings down a Tosfos in Menachas Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Divrei HaMashkil VeHaKoyra, and he says as follows. He says that the Tosfos is Mavur, that by Tfilin, a person must write all four parashiyos al HaSeder. That means you cannot mix up the writing of the parashiyos either. The parashiyos have to be written one after the other. In fact, the disciple going as follows. This Mechilta that is the Yisoy of this Halacha. The Mechilta says, Kosvan Shleika Sidron, Yignoizu. How do you know Kosvan Shleika Sidron Yignoizu? Because of the word, V'hoyu L'Toytochois. The pasuk says by tefillin twice, and by kriyishma the pasuk says as well the word v'haya. We learn it out of the word v'haya. By kriyishma it says v'hayu advarim ha'ela. So we see it has to be done ala seder. And by tefillin it says v'haya l'chol ha'ois al yodcha. V'haya l'chol ha'ois al yodcha means it has to be written v'haviyos and yehei. V'hayu l'taytafis. The taytafis have to be. That means that They have to be in order. You cannot do it retroactively when it's done. When it's written, it has to be written as a whole thing. That means you have to write from beginning to end. So that's how we know by tefillin. And the Chilta says, we learn out from these psukim that it has to be done kisidron. By mezuzah, it doesn't say the word behind you. So the Steiber wants to entertain the thought, not like the Taz. He wants to say a different pshat, that maybe the Tosfos that says that V'hayim Shemayim could be written before Shema by Tefillin, as long as it's one parasha or the other. It's not because one parasha supersedes the other. It's because maybe Tosfos' understanding is that only by Tefillin there would be this halacha of Kesidron. Like the Mechilta. Mechilta is talking about by Tefillin. Now how do you know to bring this Yisoy over to Mezuzah, that Mezuzah also would be subject to the same limitation that has to be written ala Seder? Although the Rambam and the other Rishonim definitely say that this Mechilta is universal, it's going also by Mezuzah, maybe Tosfos disagrees. But the question that he bases this on is a very fundamental question from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer asks on the Taz, that the Taz learns a pshat in Tosfos is as follows. That Tosfos understands that of course the words of Ahoya that are the same said by Tefillin would go over, would be relevant to mezuzah as well. So, if so, ask the Chasam Sofer, the Tosfos in Menachas and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis says that by tefillin, the parshiyos have to be in the correct order. So how can you pick and choose one halacha from tefillin? If by tefillin, the parshiyos have to be in the right order. So if you learn mezuzah from tefillin, that just like tefillin has to be in the right order, mezuzah also has to be written in the right order. So then even the parashiyot should be one in front of the other. And if you're going to tell me that we don't learn from tefillin, so where do you know this halacha that mezuzah has to be written in order? So the Chasam Sofer wants to say a beautiful pshat, and with this he explains Tosfos in a different manner than the Taz. And he says as follows, that the problem when writing mezuzah not in the right order is really relevant by parashiyos as well. We learn from mezuzah We learn from, say, from Tefillin that the parashas have to be written in the right order. So why does Taisa say that it's possible for somebody to write Shema, to take the piece of Shema from the Sefer Torah Shabbalah and to write on top of it, I'm sorry, to take the piece of Vahayim Shemaya and to write on top of it the words of Shema? How is it possible to do that? We said that we learned from Tefillin that the parashas have to be written in the right order. And here the second parasha was written first. Says the Chasam Sofer, because to understand the reasoning behind the Vahayu, if you understand the exact reasoning why that might be, then you can understand very well what the pshat is, why Tosfos is mechadesh, that when you take the Sefer Torah Shabbalah, you would be able to write on top of it. The reason is as follows. If a person were to write the second parasha of the mezuzah first, we can learn from the word Vahayu that in order to give it kedushas mezuzah, and to imbue into the parchment, into the ksiva, the kedusha of the mezuzah, the person has to write, has to be written in the right order. Because if you write the second parasha, it's not a mezuzah. So when you wrote the mezuzah, it didn't have the kedusha of the mezuzah. You're writing just the parasha on cloth, and it doesn't have a kedusha of a Sefer Torah. It doesn't have a kedusha of tefillin or a mezuzah, because it's not a mezuzah yet. In order to imbue into the writing, the machshava and the dioy and everything should become elevated, and you should be makdish everything that you're doing l'shem kedushas mezuzah. It has to be a mezuzah from its inception. Says the Chasam Sofer, with this understanding, we can understand Tosfos as chiddush. The Tosfos learned that even though correct, even a mezuzah has to be written one parasha at a time, and if a person writes the second parasha first, it's a problem. It would not be a kosher mezuzah. But says the Chasam Sofer, in this case specifically, Tosfos is mechadesh, but if it's a Sefer Torah Shabbalah, there you can write the kedusha first, and the reason is pashut. Because when a Sefer Torah Shabbalah already has the kedusha of a Sefer Torah. It once was a Sefer Torah. It was written as a full-fledged Sefer Torah. And then it became a Sefer Torah Shabbalah. So here if it has the kedusha of a Sefer Torah, definitely it retains at least the kedusha of a mezuzah, and therefore if you take that parchment, even though it's written on the top of the amud and there's a margin at the top, if you take an already written Vahayim Shemaya, which has the kedusha of Sefer Torah, and you cut it out and you write on top of it the parasha of Shema, that parasha would also create the kedusha of mezuzah, and therefore Tosfos would say that it would be a mezuzah. So we have a machlokes achronim exactly what the pshat on Tosfos is. It comes out that the psak halacha, seemingly the mechaber brings down that even from one parasha to the other is a problem, and that would also coincide very well with the Chasam Sofer's understanding in Tosfos, that the reason why maybe the Ramah does not bring a Yesh Eimrim, it's possibly because he learns like the Chasam Sofer that even Tosfos agrees that you have to write the parashiyos of mezuzah in the right order. The only reason the Taz brought that there's a Tosfos that says that in certain cases you can take an existing Lohayim Shemaya and add retroactively of Shema is only in a very specific case where it's a Sefer Torah Shabbalah that already has the Kedusha, therefore you're allowed to add the Kedusha. But in any event, the halacha is that a Sefer Mezuzah and Tefillin have to be written in the right order. If they're not written in the right order, Yignoizu, like Mechilta says, Kosvach, like a Sidron, Yignoizu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.